This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Paul Esposito here, host of this program, the pastor of Island Community Church, the preacher and daily Bible teacher you hear on this radio program, and I thank you for joining us here today for WGOD. Heard every Monday through Friday right here at this time, 7 a.m., 11:45 a.m. on 1510 a.m., and also 8:45 in the evening here on WMIE Radio, of which I have been the station manager here for some 16 years now. I thank you for having us tuned in here today. You've tuned into God's frequency today because you want to hear a word from him, and you're going to do that in just a minute. We're going to look at, we're in the book of Jude, short one chapter. We're looking at some commandments that Jude gave us to earnestly contend for the faith. Now, Jude set out to write, as he said, wanted to write to his brothers in the faith about our common salvation. That is the joy of what saved us in common. That is, it's for everyone, like a common driveway or a common area. That is, no one owns it, but once you're on that path, you've got a right to it like everyone else does. And it's a common salvation. What saved Abraham saves you and I. Faith. Abraham believed God, and his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. So this is what we're looking at here. If you've missed the first couple parts of this, send me an email, please, paul@wmiefm.com. Go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You'll see the link on here. It has the sermon in its entirety. Right-click that and save it. Pass it around. Hear it again. I believe today we're focusing on earnestly contend for the faith. How can you do that? What can you do to contend for the faith? In tomorrow's program, when we wrap this up, we're going to look at that the faith was once for all delivered to the saints, meaning it doesn't change. It's the same faith. The same thing that saved those 2,000 years ago saves us. And what was sin 2,000 years ago is still sin today, regardless of what people tell you, regardless of how hostile and angry people will get over it. I mean, for instance, walk down the street and go out here and tell people you believe in traditional marriage and watch what happens. I encourage you to wear something on your head and watch out for hatchets coming your way. That's my point. People don't want to hear or receive the truth. But what was sin then is still sin today, regardless of the response of people out here. That's what we're looking at. This is part three now of this message, earnestly contend. That is like a prize fighter. Agonizo is the word. Earnestly contend for the faith.
Isn't that funny how we hold on to all these petty things? People that offended us when Nixon was president. And they still hold on to them. Like the parable of the guy forgiven of $10 billion. And then he finds someone that owes him 50 cents and goes to strangle him. Let me encourage you today to forgive everyone that's harmed you and hurt you. Because God's forgiven you of greater. Common salvation. Here's another one. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto, there's my baby one, righteousness. With the heart one believes. You believe in your heart, that's what makes you right. And then you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Jesus said, whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father and his angels. With the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made. With the mouth, I believe Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's my Lord. He's the Son of God, and I bow the knee to him. Even the demons believe. I bow the knee to him and call him Lord and do what he says. No one can come against you when you make that declaration. You are invincible as a child of God. Paul continues, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. Oh, those on television might put you to shame. Your friends might put you to shame. But Jesus Christ won't put you to shame. He'll acknowledge you before God. He continues, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That is our common salvation. What saved them saves you in this church today. What saved someone 2,000 years ago is the same thing that saves a person today, even for an Old Testament Jew. Check this out. Very first book in the Bible is Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. The Bible says this, Abraham believed God, and his faith was reckoned to him as, same word, Hebrew this time, dikaios. The same thing that saves you is the same thing that saved Abraham. Faith in God, not by works. Grace of God. Faith in God. Hebrews, Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace ye are saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast about it. The same thing that saves us is the same thing that saved Abraham and all the great Old Testament saints. Saved by grace. Saved by faith. This is our common salvation. Next up, earnestly contend for the faith. Earnestly contend for the faith. Greek word actually is a compound word of agony, agonizo, and the preposition epi, which intensifies a word. In Greek, there is no exclamation point. So to make something vein popping or blood boiling, they would attach a preposition to the word to give it that oomph that they don't have in that language. And here it's epi-agonizo, put together, made it an intensive word for earnestly contend, like a boxer contends for his title. Agonizo, as I said earlier, is the same word for running a marathon race. Hebrews 12:1, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily ensnare us, and let us run with endurance the agona that's set before us. Looking unto Jesus. Here's one more. Jesus in the garden, Luke 22:42. 44, it says, being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling on the ground. That's what this word for earnestly contend means. Catch it. It's the same feeling Jesus had in the garden. It's the same those that are encouraged in Hebrews 12:1 for running that race. Looking ahead unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. This is the attitude Jude is looking for. The Holy Spirit's looking from you and I. Because Jude didn't want to write about that. Jude wanted to write about our common salvation. And the Holy Spirit said, no, we're going to write about earnestly contending for the faith. Like sweating great drops of blood in the garden. That's what we're going to write about, Jude. Fight for it. Like great drops of blood. Don't be passive as the church and country fall away from the faith. All right, practical. How can you contend for the faith today? Number one, elect godly people into office. Keep ungodly heathen out of office, regardless of their political party. Look, you're not a Republican or a Democrat. You're a goddess. You serve him. You're a traitor if you don't serve God. Keep heathen out of office. Find out what people believe. It's pretty easy today, because if you are a member of a particular political party, you stand on a platform. What's your stance on traditional marriage? Do you stand with God or are you against God? There's no middle ground. What's your stance on abortion? Do you stand with God or are you the hostile enemy of God? There's no middle ground. You're either on God's side or you are his hostile enemy and opposed to him. Because God says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And I read in the Psalms the other day that children, the fruit of the womb is a blessing from God. Blessed is the man who's got his quivers full of them. It's a blessing from God. If you find yourself on the side of abortion, you are the enemy of God and you're opposed to him. Earnestly contend for the faith. Again, I signal out, look at all the pressure on school teachers and college professors. College professors are blackballed. Some of their careers are destroyed if they believe in intelligent design. Have you guys ever seen the videos by Ben Stein? It's called Expelled. No intelligence allowed. It's a great documentary on all the college professors that have been blackballed and fired for believing in God. They believe in intelligent design. And for many of them, their careers are over once they do that. But God wants you to earnestly contend. That means sometimes you got to put the gloves on, like Marlon Brando. And you got to defend the faith. Earnestly contend for it at all costs. Don't let evil win. Let your voice be heard. In public schools, they want to allow your daughters to have abortion without your knowledge. I heard Mark Bomer say this the other day. I heard it and I had forgot it. In California, it is against the law with the punishment of up to 1 year in jail if you have your son circumcised. Now hear me. Even for religious purposes. If you circumcise your child in California, you go to jail up to 1 year. Now, people had to stand idly by in California and allow this to happen. Just like Jesus said in Matthew 13, it says that while men slept, an enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. And that's what's happened here. The church has been sleeping. Satan has come in and he's done all this. And then the people wake up and go, oh, what's happened? Why doesn't God fix this? No, God's got you here to fix it. You are his hands and feet.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook.